Oh, looky here, folks. It's your podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Hello, folks. Hello to Joel, our producer, who's just walking in singing the Mr. Squiggle theme.
Hello, guys. Mr. Squiggle, the man from the moon.
What are you singing Mr. Squiggle for?
Oh, you'll hear it in the podcast, no doubt, Embers.
Well, if you're listening now, it means that you're probably going to be hearing it soon.
We probably have dozens of podcast listeners in Perth that listen to these stories every day.
And if they are avid listeners to the podcast,
they obviously don't like pointy pineapples, beers or money.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not listening.
Pointy pineapples. Say that to me or Embers, Leechy or Joel if you see us at a pub and we owe you a beer. That's as simple as it gets.
Mm. You had 3 days to hit them up last week, by the way. Three whole days. You could have gone up to them and said, "Oi, Embers."
So I think I've figured out what's happened with Joel over the weekend, and you'll hear the story coming up.
Incredible story.
Wow. I reckon what's happened is that to get out of someone coming up to him saying pointy pineapples, he's managed to get himself to the hospital.
Yeah.
I think this is there's a bit of that.
A big night on
big
the
session.
Source.
Dad's run wild.
Yeah.
How was the anxiety the next day?
If I can give any advice for the dads out there who, you know, you're up early the next day, you're straight into it with the kids. There's no piss farting around. There's no waiting. There's no, I'll just take 7 hours on the couch. And then your brain, like you said, anxiety kicks in. Just own it. Mm. You know what? Made a tit of myself last night. Mm. Come into work on Monday and tell your friends at work about it and they'll talk about it on the radio and then you'll feel even worse.
So what happened is for the first 4 hours of work today, Joel's like, "Nah, I can't tell anyone. I might tell the Rush Hour guys, but I won't tell anyone." And then from about 1:30 to about 2:15, he was telling just about everyone in
Mate,
the office Bob's the story.
Bob's got the barber shop down the road. He knows about it now.
Well, look, they come up to you and go, "How was your weekend? Did you get up too much?" Like, "Oh, where do I start?" I was at the cottage like, "Oh, shouldn't have said the location."
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone here, Pointy Pineapples, that works at the OBH or the cot, I am so sorry.
We need to get some CCTV.
Ginger bearded man in a blue shirt apologises.
We need to get some CCTV and see how you ended up
in an ambulance going
to the hospital.
Interesting story.
I do want a bit of an update for the Rush Hour avid listeners who have heard the break live.
Yeah.
Because the chat, as it was on today's show, the group chat with all these dads I went out with, they've just been firing questions back left, right and centre. How could all of this have happened? We got into an Uber. Everything was fine. We left you there. You were all good. I said, "Well, I wasn't all good. Can someone tell me what was my state like?" My friend Dale wrote to me and said, "Mate, when we left you, you were singing the theme song from We Are the World, and you were having the time of your life.
Did you get that one as well?
No, just in the street saying, "We are the children. We are the ones that make a better place. So let's start giving."
So that, that sort of sums it up.
There's a choice.
We are the children. Are we doing the Bruce Springsteen bit, Stevie Wonder, the Michael Jackson bit? Which bit were you doing?
Well, I'd like to think I've got a good boss, Leechy, but I think I even went for the Bob Dylan. "We are the world. We are the children.
Yes,
we are the ones that make a better place. Let's start wrapping this podcast up."
By the way, I just got a message from one of my friends. She's taken a photo of a car in front of her with the number plate, "Yes, Daddy." Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we've seen that before, haven't we? Yes, Daddy.
Oh, that's Ember's Mercedes.
So why nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? We'll delve more into Joel's story in a moment. And who won't you be high-fiving today? That's on the podcast, which starts right now.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette in Illawarra, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Right now, 133-53. Why nothing good happens after 2 a.m.?
Kids, your grandma always used to say to me, "Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
And the reason we're asking this, Embers, is because our producer Joel came to work today and he said, "Oh, I've got a bit of a story for you."
And not just a story, Katie, an unbelievable story.
Quite a wild, wild story that we thought, you know what, we need to tell everybody this.
Joel, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
On Friday.
Well, first of all, Embers and Katie, thanks for having me on. Long time fan. Not for much longer. I can't believe you're forcing me to tell this story.
Sorry, you wrote it in the rundown.
Yeah.
You told us the story. You said you wanted to come and chat on air.
Yeah.
This is your moment.
Yes. Like, please, guys, can I come on air and tell the story?
No, don't. Stop. No.
So anyway, it's a Friday night. And it was one of those moments. The stars aligned. Emma, you can relate to this. You got young kids, you got a wife, and all of a sudden, you get a night off.
You got a leave pass,
a leave pass,
well
Embers.
Done to you. You deserve it. It's been a big year.
It's been a big year.
Yes.
And my wife said the same thing. You know what? Go out and enjoy yourself. What are you going to do? Who are you going to go out with? Mm. So I sent the message out to some of the dad groups that I've got.
Yep.
Who's free on Friday night? And lo and behold, four people replied yes.
Right.
So we did a little cheeky dad's club drinks on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Now we started, I want to say, at around 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Sensible time for dads to go. Have a light meal.
Perfect.
And a beverage.
Absolutely. You can do that. You deserve it.
And it escalated from there. We then had a dinner and a few more beverages. You know, lemon squashes. It was quite warm for an April evening after all. And then someone said, hey, there's this other establishment down the road. Why don't we go there and have a couple of cocktails?
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me because we ain't going home anytime soon.
A few cheeky espresso martinis, I imagine.
Well, this is where it got interesting because 2 or 3 of the members of the group decided to call it a night.
Uh-huh, smart.
That's it for us. We've got young kids. We're out of here.
I want to feel good tomorrow morning.
Got a Coach Oz kick tomorrow.
I get it.
You know, 8 a.m. I can't
don't
be
agree
out
with it.
Fraternizing with people at a pub at 9 p.m.
Mm.
No, 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 boys, it's a leave pass. I'm staying. That's the last thing I remember was telling them, no, I'm going to stay. Because when I blinked, I was in a hospital.
Oh, my God.
It was 3:30 in the morning. I had a blanket over the top of me. My shirt was missing. And I had a very, very helpful, very nice nurse saying, how are we doing, Joel? All good? I said, yeah, I'm great. Actually, I'm just going to use the bathroom. And then I think I might call an Uber and go home. She said, great idea. Why don't you order an Uber and you can wait inside here out of the cold?
So you've had a drinking sesh, you know, with the lads.
Drink
right?
responsibly.
And then you blink and you wake up and you're in hospital.
What happened, Joel?
A scene from The Hangover happened, Embers. You know, where they all wake up and Stu's missing a tooth. Alan's, you know, being hung upside down with a burning piano.
And there's a baby in the closet.
And there's a tiger in the bathroom. Luckily, none of those things happened, but it was just me by myself.
What's your last memory? What's your last thing that you remember either doing or ordering?
That espresso martini, you've spilled a bit on your brand new white shoes, sir. Would you like a cloth to clean them?
That's it. So
that's
you
it.
Literally cannot put the pieces of the puzzle
it's
together. It's
Katie,
completely gone.
You know, there's that Simpsons clip for anyone that's a Simpsons nerd where Homer tries to remember the night out and then it goes footage not found. That's exactly what my brain did on
you
Saturday
still
morning.
Can't trace
it's,
it back.
It's Monday. It's gone.
Oh
it, there's nothing God. There. It is like poof. 9 p.m. boys got into an Uber. I stayed back with one friend. And by the way, thanks to that friend, where the hell was he?
Yeah, I know. All
You're
your
in
mates
hospital.
Have gone.
Yeah.
You had to have gotten to hospital and there's a reason why you were there and you still do not know. 133353, why does nothing good happen after 2 a.m.? Have you done a Joel and you've woken up and,
nothing
you,
happens
and you're like, how did I get here?
Yeah, I agree with you.
If we were out with Joel,
yeah.
Would we have accompanied him throughout the rest of the night and all the way to the hospital?
I mean, we're good friends, aren't we? So that would be the right, but that would be the right thing to do.
Yes,
guys, I can hear all of this.
I would have, depending on who he was speaking to,
yeah,
whether I was going to hang around or not.
Yeah, right.
Blonde, blue eyes. Brown hair. Oh, yeah, let's all hang around.
Wow.
Why nothing good happens after 2 a.m., the old saying goes. Blake's from Woodvale. Hello, Blake.
Hey, team, how are we?
Yeah, good, Blake. What happened after 2 a.m.?
So this happened to a good mate of mine. So after a game of footy, went out to the local, started at Bar One down at Hillary's, and then worked our way around different pubs in Perth. And fair to say, the night got away from him a little bit, and he remembers waking up in a house, and he walks out the front, and he goes, what am I doing in Melbourne?
What?
No.
Sorry.
No.
He boarded, God's honest truth, boarded a plane, doesn't remember, woke up in Melbourne, walked outside the house and went, how did I get here?
Oh, my God, whose house was it?
Oh, he's got mates all across the country,
right.
And he knew the house, and he was like, well, this is odd, and he walked out the side and goes, I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is the ultimate. What happens in Melbourne has to stay in Melbourne sometimes, Blake. I remember when years ago when Cuzzy was 2006 and he was getting beaten up a little bit in games, so we decided to sort of give him the weekend off, and he wanted to freshen up and reset. He had to go to Melbourne anyway just for a mate sort of gathering or something like that. So we went over there and he came back and, you know, he said, oh, we said, oh, how was Melbourne? He said, oh, yeah, really quiet, you know, just a little, you know, had to catch up with a few people. And his partner at the time said, you know, how was it? And said, oh, really quiet, it was really good. And then about 2 days later, there was a picture on the front page of the Herald Sun with Cuzzy with his top off sleeping on a park bench.
Oh, my God. You'd have a few of those stories.
Ben.
That's hilarious. Why nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Tell us your story, 133353.
Yeah. Drink responsibly. Mr. B's from Helena Valley. Welcome to you, Mr. B.
Hello, Embers.
Hello, Mr. B. Why does nothing good happen after 2 a.m.?
Well, this is a few years ago in England. We were 300 kilometres from home on business. A group of colleagues, and we were in the hotel. We actually watched the European Champions League final in the hotel, having a few beers, and then we went out and had dinner and had a few more beers, and one of my colleagues was drinking double vodka, tall glass, loads of ice.
Oh, yeah, that'll
do it. And we got back to the hotel about 12:45. I went to the bar to get a last round of drinks, came back. He was nowhere to be found.
Oh, no.
So we went, oh, it's all right, he's gone to bed. And we had our drink and we all went to bed. And then at 3:15 in the morning, the hotel reception rang me up and said, sorry to wake you, Mr. Ellison. Oh, shouldn't say my name, should I? We may have a colleague of yours here, but he's a bit incoherent.
Oh, no.
And he'd gone and kicked on and found somewhere else to keep drinking. And then he wasn't sure which hotel he was staying in, but he thought he'd got the right hotel, and he came in and said, I can't remember my room number. And they said, well, what's your name? And they looked up his name. And he has a very unusual name, which he actually had to spell when he checked in. And they said, no, we've got nobody by that name here.
Oh.
And he went, oh, I must have the wrong hotel then. And he walked out. And then he walked around for a bit and went, no, I'm sure that's the right hotel. And he walked back in. And they said, no, you're not staying here. You'll have to go. And security escorted him out. And he walked around for a bit more and he went, I'm definitely staying in that hotel. And they'd locked him out by this stage, so he's banging on the door, and eventually security let him in. And he said, I know how I can prove that I'm staying here. I'm with, and he said my name. And so they rang me, and I said, yes, would you like me to come and get him? They said, no, it's okay, we'll escort him to his room. But, yeah, that was 3:15 in the morning, and we had a big meeting at 8 o'clock the next morning as well.
Oh, he would have been feeling very sorry for himself, Mr. B.
Well, it wasn't a one-off event, I don't think, so he actually pulled up all right.
It doesn't surprise me that's the first time it's happened to your friend, Mr. B. Drink responsibly, but thank you very much for your call. Angie's from Gosnells. Welcome to you, Angie.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, Angie. Why does nothing good happen after 2 a.m.?
Gone out for a meal at a club, and at the end of the evening, the dining area gets turned into a nightclub.
Yes.
So, you know, full table, chairs, the whole works. So they all disappear. Nightclub comes out. I don't remember getting home that day, the next morning. Woke up. I'm like, best go back and get my car. I go back. My whole car, and I'm talking from the floor to the ceiling, front, back, and in the boot, is chock-a-block with all their cutlery, their plates, the plates, the dishes, the bowls, the saucepans, the fry. I have no idea how it got in there, and I'm the only one with the keys.
Angie. Oh, I would have loved to
be
a fly on the wall that night.
You loaded up on all of the cutlery from the place, and it's all in your car.
Yeah, but all the plates, the side plates.
What the hell?
The soup bowls, the whole works.
That would have been an awkward conversation going back with it all and saying, listen, by the way, I just want to return something.
Well, actually, I didn't know I was going to do that, so I didn't take it back. I took it to the local op shop. I said to them, I've got a few bowls and stuff that you can have, a bit of cutlery.
Oh, that is brilliant. Good calls
all around. I reckon that's not the first time it's happened to Angie either.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Oh, it's the final week we're doing this, Embers. Somebody in Perth is going to win $2,000 again on Friday just for finding the silver something somewhere in Perth.
Well, it could be anywhere. It could be in your backyard. It could be in a park. It could be in a skate park. Who knows? But all you need to do is find the silver item. We've been giving away clues every single day for about 3 or 4 weeks. We're doing it again today. And the clue that we are looking for, Katie, this week, thanks to Silverstone, is...
Well, first of all, you were looking for Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone is what we are looking for.
The Alicia Silverstone?
It's a cardboard cutout of Alicia Silverstone.
It's Clueless.
It's like we have a big budget all of a sudden. We actually
get it. I'm looking at the Clueless right now.
Oh, hi.
All right.
I wasn't looking at Katie.
I know.
The first clue.
Shut up, you.
To find Alicia Silverstone, Embers.
Closer to the airport than the coast.
Oh, well, just giving it away.
Well, seeing as you guys have been complaining so much over the last sort of couple of weeks about,
oh, it's 24 k's away from the CBD, and now all of a sudden
closer
something different.
Closer to the airport than the coast.
Okay, so
you're not going to get barreled.
You're looking for a cardboard cutout of Alicia Silverstone. Google her if you don't know what she looks like. The first clue, closer to the airport than the coast. We are giving this money away on Friday. Remember, $2,000.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isry Seats.
Here's the 2006 Goldsmith Medal. There's Andrew Embley of the West Coast Eagles.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Embers All Sports Report.
Let's start with the West Coast Eagles. Katie, they went down by 37 points to Gold Coast yesterday.
First three goals.
Started strong,
didn't they? And I was just like, are they going to be able to hold on?
Well, they couldn't in the end. And unfortunately, they were beaten up around the contest a fair bit. Big Jared Witts from the Gold Coast Suns. His ruck work was very, very good. And whilst West Coast challenged the Suns at certain stages, in the end, there was just a momentum of inside 50 entries that got the Gold Coast Suns over the line. But the good news is Harley Reid is back this week.
Yay, Harley!
Tom Barris is 1 week for that ridiculous suspension that he got. He's back this week. Maybe Nora Long as well. So up against Essendon and the Bombers, geez, that was a fantastic Anzac Day game against Collingwood. This is going to be another beauty. There will be over 50,000 people on Saturday night at Optus Stadium to watch West Coast take on Essendon. Another great game for Eagles supporters to be a part of.
Make no mistake, Eagles can beat Essendon with Harley Reid and Barris.
They are a different team. Absolutely. Tommy Barris. That's exactly right. They are a chance. They are a big chance. And again, we'll wait and see what happens later in the week, but I could be tipping the Eagles this week against Essendon. Yep. The Fremantle Dockers are back, baby. They sure are. They were challenged by the Western Bulldogs, but, geez, their big guns got hold of the game early. Their midfield absolutely dominated. Nat Fyfe just back to his brilliant best. So good.
37?
Caleb Sarong, yes, he had 37 and as well, both of them. Yeah. Brayshaw was very good. I like the way that Darcy and Jackson worked together as well. Jackson with a few goals. Bailey Banfield. Can I just say, Bailey Banfield, he is a player that I just love seeing in Fremantle's team. He might not be the prettiest footballer, and at times he might turn the footy over or miss some shots, but geez, he plays with his heart on his sleeve. He gives absolutely everything. Was his best game against West Coast a couple of weeks ago. He bounced back. Now, he had the opportunity late in the game to kick the winner or maybe, you know, pass the ball off. It was late. And we were sort of unsure in the box with the scene, oh, maybe you pass it off. Maybe you try to kick a point. We're not really sure. Well, Bailey Banfield went back and did this.
Marked by Banfield. He'll just chew up some time on the clock. He says, I'm going to have a crack from here. It'll be too far out because he'll have to kick from 55.
Hayden Young's just telling him to chill. I'd go lateral to Hayden Young, wouldn't you? You've got 2.5 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, you take 30, and then if you give it to Hayden Young, yeah, you know he can take 30.
Yeah.
So, but right now you just go left forward pocket, just get a contest in there. You don't want to kick a point here.
So from
you do want to kick a point.
You do.
He kicks it long. Don't worry about a point, my friend. He's kicked it straight through the middle. Bailey Banfield, the hero for free.
So here's Embers trying to give an advice what to do. Now, to give you a little bit of a comparison about Embers and Bailey Banfield, Embers didn't complete year 12, and Bailey Banfield got a 99.98 in his ATAR. So
I used to always say,
if Bailey Banfield doesn't make it in the AFL, he'll run the AFL one day, kid. Okay. He's a very smart footballer, and he kicked the sealer. So well done to the Fremantle Dockers. They've got Richmond this week at the MCG, a game that they should be able to win as well. So they're back. They're back, baby. They sure are. And finally, this is interesting. Mm. So a game yesterday between Sydney and Hawthorn. Now, one of Sydney's small forwards is a name by, well, his name is Sam Wicks.
Wicks, yep.
Right, Wicksy. Right. So in the second quarter, he gets a little Joe the Goose out the back, runs into an open goal and kicks it three rows back, right? Yep. But the strange thing about this, Katie, is that when he turned around, and normally when you kick a goal, you know, everyone, you know, comes up and gives you a high five, you know, you get a bit of a slap on the butt, okay, a couple of knuckles, a couple of fist pumps. He turned around and he looked and no one was there.
Nobody was high-fiving him.
No one. So he ran back. So he's kicked the goal from the goal square and then he's ran all the way back outside the 50. Still, no one had come up to him and give him a high five.
Even acknowledged him though. That was the, it's, you can honestly jump on social media. It's all over Instagram. It's gone viral because everyone's like, what is going on?
Then they came together, a few of the Sydney Swans guys, to get a drink.
Yeah.
And no one passed him the water bottle. No. And even when they were having a drink, they walked off. He had to, I'm pretty sure if you look closely, he might have high fived himself.
He did. He clapped himself.
Well done, Sam.
Yeah.
Well done.
I know, it's
strange.
It was very
strange.
Sydney have
got a very good culture. I mean, the Bloods culture is something that they talk about a lot. I've never seen anything like this in a game of football.
No, there's a couple of rumours, but, you know, they're just rumours. We don't know anything. But
what rumours are you hearing?
Oh, am I allowed to say it?
No, probably not.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Birds.
Oh, South lead 32, North 21. That is a massive, massive lead.
Well, it's a big lead.
It's a massive lead.
But it ain't over until it's over.
It ain't over.
And we're not sure
over
when
yet.
It's going to be over. And maybe we'll just continue to go until North finally hit the front. We might not be on this show, but.
Wow. Representing the North today is Justin from Balcatta. Hello, Justin.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Justin. You sound smart. Yeah, like it. Feeling comfortable? Confident?
Oh, Justin, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, feeling good, mate? You're all good?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah,
all good on you, mate. You got all a dodgy line, so just make sure you're in a good spot if you can.
Representing the South today is Andrew from Luff Lane. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yes, Andrew, going very well. Not too far from Mineral Resources you are.
That's exactly right, mate. Yep, home of the Eagles.
That's it. They're looking all right at the moment, I think, West Coast. On the improve.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. They're doing well. I think they'll end the season well.
Okay.
No, stop buttering up to Andrew, please, Ambers. Come on. I know he's got the same name as you, but that's enough. Justin, your buzzer is North. Andrew, your buzzer is South. First to 2 points is the winner and puts a point on the board for the right side of the river. Let's get... Now, before I say anything more about this, our producer, Joel, did write these questions today.
He did.
But it's fair to say... He butchered every single one of them.
Well, considering that he went out on Friday and did not know why he ended up in hospital, I think there's a possibility that we will be changing the questions.
It might
today.
Be a bit concussed.
So
all right.
Be maybe prepared for change is. Questions, Justin and Andrew. This is question one.
Which former West Coast Eagles star will appear in this year's Dancing with the Stars?
Yep.
South?
Ben Cousins.
Benny Cousins. Ben Great Cousins. Question, Embers. Great question.
Justin, right. Just checking your buzzer's working, Justin.
Yeah,
that's
the
word.
Yeah.
All right. South, you need this, Justin.
Lead 1-0. Here we go. Name a fast food restaurant starting with N.
South. North.
South for the win.
Nando's.
That was just bang, bang.
That was too easy for the South.
Bang, bang. Yeah. That was... Wow, that was quick.
Andrew, guys, congratulations. Just quickly,
can we check with the callers to see if they liked my questions? If they do like them, I'm happy to give North a bonus point.
Well, no, because
Justin doesn't like the question at all.
First question wasn't your question, Joel.
Congratulations, Andrew. $100.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I love it. Joel's just realizing the first question actually wasn't his. He's like, whoa, oh, okay. That's how slow he's going today. 133353. Who won't you be high-fiving today?
And why you might be asking, I touched on this earlier in my sports report, but it involves Sam Wicks, Sydney player. Now, the game yesterday against Hawthorn, it happened in the second quarter where Sam Wicks ran into an open goal, right, and kicked it. Happens all the time. Mm-hmm. But the strange thing about this was that not one Sydney player came up to him and gave him a high five. Now, Dan Gorringe, he's a social media star. He used to play at the Gold Coast Suns. You've probably seen him on social media. His Instagram page is Dan Does Football. He was the first to identify this. Have a listen to what he had to say.
So this is doing the rounds on socials. And at first I thought, you know what, maybe the forwards came off and the mids changed and it just looks bad. But then you watch it over and over again. Wixie kicks a goal and says, fellas, how about you get around me? Just someone. There's not even a single player in the 50, and he's searching for a high five. Can't find a high five anywhere, and f*** it, I'll give myself one. And even when the boys get to him to have a drink, not one bum tap, not one look into the eye, ignoring him. Is this the undoing of Sydney right here? We know they've got a good culture, but this, there's something in this. I don't know what it is, but there's something there.
This is really strange. So if you haven't seen it, go and check it out on socials. It is floating around at the moment. Mm. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Someone kicks a goal and you're always going to get a high five.
Doesn't matter if you don't even like the person. It's like you get around your teammates. You just scored a goal. Give him a high five. Give him a high five. Give him a cheeky bum tap.
Give him a knuckle. Give him something.
Give him look him in the eye and just say, good job. He got nothing.
Donuts.
I wonder what he's done. Maybe he forgot to bring the halftime oranges and the boys were just dark.
Well, this happened in the second quarter. This is even before halftime.
Yeah.
Maybe he peed himself a quarter time, and went over Isaac Heaney's leg. And then Isaac told everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a bladder problem. Don't go near him. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he didn't shower before the game.
Wing Wixie. Yeah.
But it got us thinking 133353. Who will you not be high-fiving today?
I don't think my partner teens will be high-fiving me today. Well, because I accidentally got stuck into an expensive bottle of red last night without her, and I shared it with a friend thinking it was only a $20 bottle, and I got the bottle mixed up and it was very expensive.
You forgot to. That's okay. And someone obviously gave you that bottle as a
engagement present.
Yeah, and you drank it after being drinking all day yesterday. And how'd it taste? You wouldn't know anyway, would you?
Didn't even, yeah.
It was apparently a Penfolds Grange from 1990. But that's okay. That's okay.
Anyone going to be high-fiving you?
You could dob in a co-worker. Yeah. You could dob in a mate.
Dob in your partner.
You could dob in your friend. Mate, you know what? Maybe your kids have been giving you their SHITS. You can dob them in too.
Who will you not be high-fiving today? Owen's in Caversham. Hello, Owen.
How you going, Katie? You well?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
All right, Owen, tell us what happened.
Well, I was doing my Sunday best out the front mowing my lawn.
Yep.
And the wife thought she was a bit dangerous. Straight up behind me, ducked me. Jokes and all out the front yard.
Ducked you. It's good to know that ducking's still a thing.
That is so good. You know what? Like, it normally happens with your 14-year-old mates, not your wife ducking you.
Jokes and all down.
Oh, no. Did anyone see Owen?
Oh, I don't know. No one's commented, so probably everyone saw. Who knows?
Yeah. A good old-fashioned dacking. When was the last time you got dacked?
It was a warm day, so we were okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You sure it wasn't cold?
No, it wasn't. It was definitely warm.
Yeah, okay. I don't recommend anyone dacking me because I don't wear jocks.
No, Embers doesn't wear undies, so it's good to know that you do.
And that's why Owen. I won't be high-fiving Embers.
No, never.
No.
Definitely not.
Right now. Triple M's Best
of Perth. So Triple M are celebrating the best of Perth as voted by you. You'll see this on Triple M Perth's Insta, Facebook as well. So you can nominate, you know, your favourite little local business.
Yeah, favourite little meat pie place, your best pizza in Perth, maybe your local barber. Who cuts the best hair, Katie?
Okay, well, for me, you know how much I love Pizzacca. It's in Scarborough.
Yes.
It's
the, how many times have you been over the last week?
Literally 3 times in 1 week. How?
We love food, don't we?
We love food.
Zachary's
and they
very good.
Are absolutely incredible. So I would be nominating them for just all categories. Everything.
That's your friend.
Best barber.
I ate at a restaurant the other day, and I love trying different restaurants, and I've eaten at, you know, a few of them, but I went to Bin Papuli in Fremantle for the first time maybe a month ago. That was one of the best experiences that I've had for a long, long time. Food was delicious. Service was great. Didn't know anyone in there. Didn't get any special treatment. It was just a great afternoon.
You can nominate your fave, so like pub, brewery, breakfast,
what's
pizza.
What's your favourite pub to go to?
I love going to the Corner Dairy.
Where's that?
It's just on Scarborough Beach Road. It's in Double View.
Yep.
And just right across as well is a little cocktail bar called St. Bridget's. But it's Corner Dairy is really good food as well as really good drinks.
You know what I'm a big fan of?
What?
Down south, South Beach Hotel. So South Terrace.
Yep.
South Fremantle.
Yep.
Love it. Really good place. The food there is really good. Nice little bar out the back. It's not in your face or anything like that. Love having a beer at the South Beach.
I mean, burger, I'm going to say I'm going to nominate Meat and Bun. I love Meat and Bun.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Varsity Burgers,
actually.
So am I. Varsity are really good.
Well, you can vote for the best of Perth and make sure to tell your mates if they own a business or whatever. They can nominate themselves as well.
What about pizza? Pizza. Do you like pizza?
I like pizza, yeah.
So Canteen, it's not, it used to be open in Cottesloe Canteen.
Oh, that was so
they closed
so
it
good.
Down. I reckon there might be a canteen maybe in Applecross or somewhere in those, somewhere there now, which I haven't been to, but I used to love the pizzas at Canteen.
All right, go to triplem.com.au to put in your vote for the best of Perth. Every vote gives you the chance to win $1,000 as well, which is great news. So get cracking on that triplem.com.au to vote, and you can also find it through our socials. Search for Triple M Perth as well.
How's this for a throwback? Mr. Squiggle.
Welcome back to you.
Oh, remember, that just reminds me of my childhood and you'd watch it and he had the big pencil as his nose and he'd make those drawings. And what did he say, Leechy? Upside down.
Upside down.
So Mr. Squiggle officially has a home at the National Museum. He and
they've retired him after all these years.
The little blackboard as well. You know, the blackboard was
Squiggle
always...
up.
Yes.
I used to watch the show religiously.
Isn't that crazy? But Joel is actually was scared of Mr. Squiggle. Is that right, Joel?
Show makes no sense, guys. He's from the moon. He's got a pencil for a nose, an angry blackboard. He scared the bejesus out of me.
What else was scary for you, Joel, as a kid?
Well, you might find this surprising, but everything scared me. But the most traumatic experience of my childhood was Artax, the horse from the Neverending Story, drowning in the mud.
Oh, no, fair.
Oh.
No, that was a scary moment. 100%.
How old were you when this scared you?
I think I was about 7.
Oh, yeah, man. Fair enough.
I was really scared of that hyena scene in
The Lion King,
and that's where my fear of green smoke came.
That was sad, the start of that, wasn't it?
Yes, because Mufasa died.
Yeah, I know.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
But there were so many things from back in the day that were really, really scary.
Yeah, I mean, besides my dad when he used to chase me around the pool table with a pool cue. I used to be like, Mum, save me. You can fend for yourself. I used to be scared of Edward Scissorhands. You know that
bloke with those
bloody knives? And
oh, my God.
They were scary.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with those fingers?
Edward Scissorhands, though, was that of like for children?
No, I mean, I don't know if it was PG or if it was M-rated, but it was,
that was a really weird scary. One.
But it was like the title was like Edward Scissorhands, and it was like the story of a gentle man.
Yeah,
like, there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
gentle
no,
about that.
There was nothing gentle about being cut up. the witch as well from Snow White. Again, that takes me back to Green Smoke. I don't know why I'm so terrified of Green Smoke.
You had a bad experience with Green Smoke.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah, well, anyway, she hasn't been back to Hamilton Hill since. It's the end of
the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.